Now, let me see. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the day.
Oh, dead rabbit.
There's something wrong with this O-string, Molly.
There isn't any O-string, McGee.
Why, sure there is. Listen. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, you see, it always goes wrong on the O.
I think it's your conscience, Billy.
What do you mean, my conscience?
Well, instead of lying there on your back playing that mail order mandolin, you should be helping me trim this Christmas tree. Where do you think this little bell ought to go?
Right up on top. Jingle bells, jingle bells.
But it doesn't belong on top, McGee. That's where the big star always goes. We always put the star up on top.
Well, why don't we do something different for once? We're getting in a rut.
Christmas is a day when you don't want to do anything different. Christmas isn't Christmas unless you follow the good old rules and customs.
Oh, you're just sentimental.
Oh, and you're not, I suppose.
Nope. Cold-blooded as a frozen frog. Christmas is just another day to me. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Whoop, 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 whoop. Doggone it anyway. What the...
Why don't you play something else, dearie? Pretty Red Wing, if I may make a suggestion.
What? On Christmas Eve? Haven't you got any sentiment?
Well, play anything you like. I've got to go upstairs and find some more ornaments. Don't do any work on the tree till I get back.
I'll try to control myself. Ah, there goes a good kid. Running her little legs off upstairs trying to find more ornaments. But she won't find any up there. I just saw them out in the garage. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh! Hey, that was a pretty effect. Wonder how I did that. Oh, there was the doorbell. Come in.
Hi, mister.
Oh, hello there, Teeny. Have a chair and I'll dash off a few selections for you. On my old mandolin.
Oh. Listen, I'd rather you tell me a story, mister, about Christmas. I love Christmas stories.
You do, eh?
Hmm?
I says you do, eh?
Do what?
You love Christmas stories.
I know it.
Okay, get a good grip on yourself, sis. This is a thriller. Once upon a time...
Gee, that's not very original, mister.
What do you mean it's not very original?
Well, I got a lot of books at home, and that's the way they all start. Once upon a time. Why don't you do something different?
Look, sis, a very wise woman told me once that Christmas was a day when you don't want to do anything different. Christmas is a day when you want to follow the old rules and customs.
Who was the wise woman?
My wife. And the reason I remembered is because she just told me not more than 5 minutes ago. Another 10 minutes, and I'd have never remembered it. Now, quit interrupting me, will you?
Okay.
Once upon a time...
I like that.
Good. Once upon a time, a long, long time ago, there lived a little old tailor in a little cabin in a great big forest.
Oh, boy.
Well, sir, one winter day, the tailor was out for a walk in the woods when he heard a funny little whimpering noise.
Oh? Was he scared?
Nah, not a bit. He had his great big scissors right in his hand. He knew if a wildcat had attacked him, he could make a coat, vest, and 2 pairs of pants out of him before he could say, I'll pay you next week.
Oh, what was the noise, mister? What was it?
That's what the little tailor wanted to know, sis. So he peers all around. He was very nearsighted, see. But he didn't care. Because when you've fitted clothes on funny-shaped people for 40 years, you've seen everything anyway.
Oh.
Well, sir, all of a sudden, he peeks into a hollow stump of a tree. And there was a little bear cub, crying its little eyes out because it was so cold and he was hungry and his mama wasn't there to keep him warm.
Didn't he have any fur on him?
No, this was a bear cub, sis. He'd rubbed his fur all off trying to burrow a hole in the frozen ground that he could crawl into.
Oh.
So the little old tailor picks him up in his arms and tried to get him warm. But the wind was blowing too hard, and it was getting darker and colder every minute. And the little cub was too heavy to carry all the way back to his cabin.
Gee, what'd he do, mister? What'd he do? What did he?
Well, sir, he knew that little bear cub had to have some clothes. So he whips out his sewing kit, gathers up a lot of leaves, and was going to sew them together to make an overcoat for the little cub. But just then, a terrible thing happened.
I know, I bet you. The leaves were poison ivy,
Nope, worse than that. The tailor dropped all his needles in the snow. Bad enough to lose a needle in a haystack, sis, but in 1,000 acres of snowdrifts, that's trouble.
That poor little bear cub.
No. Take it easy, sis. Take it easy. I got him into this and I can get him out. Well, sir, that little old tailor had lived in the woods so long that he and Mother Nature were great friends, and he knew she'd help him.
But, gee, where could he find her in that great big forest?
Why, that was easy. The bigger the forest, the closer you are to Mother Nature. So he just looked around, and there she was. "Hi, Mother," he says. "Hello, tailor," she murmurs.
"Can Mother Nature talk?"
She can to people who understand her, like this little old tailor. "Listen, Mother," he says. "I've got to make some clothes for this little cub here, and I've lost all my needles in the snow. How about a fast thaw so I can find them?"
"Oh, boy, did she do it, huh? Did she, huh?"
"Nope. Too many little wild creatures were sleeping under the snow, and she didn't want to disturb them till spring." So she waves her magic wand, and zippo, all those trees around them sprouted needles. The tailor grabs a handful of needles, tailors a beautiful warm overcoat for the little cub, and tucks him back into the hollow stump to wait for his mother. And that's why Christmas trees are covered with needles, sis, all year round. To remind people that there might be other creatures that are cold and hungry. And why not spread the good things around?
Oh, McGee, I heard that story and I loved every word of it.
Oh, hi, Miss McGee. I like the story, too, I bet you.
Good. Now, why don't you take your little sled and go out on the pond in the park?
There isn't any ice on it, mister.
Yes, I know.
McGee, don't be like that.
Well, gee whiz.
Look, mister, I got business to see you about. Do you like to hear children sing Christmas carols?
Sis, there's nothing I love more than to have a little group of childish voices stand outside my window blatting their melodious little heads off, particularly if I ain't home that night.
Oh, maybe you're still mad on account of last year, hmm?
No, I'm not. That has nothing to do with it.
What's this? What happened last year that I don't know about?
Now, never mind, sis. That's ancient history.
Well, us kids were going around singing Christmas carols, and Mr. McGee came out.
Never mind. Give the kid a cookie, Molly.
Gee, thanks, mister. Anyway, Mr. McGee came out while we were singing.
Sis, I told you nobody was interested. Now, let's just drop the subject. What kind of a cookie do you want?
Any kind, thanks. And a glass of milk. And Mr. McGee came running out of the house.
Now, cut that out.
And he wanted to sing with us, only when we heard him sing, we didn't want him to, and he followed us all over town. And, gee, we couldn't get rid of him, and he kept trying to sing, and people threw things at us out of the windows, and gee.
Oh, dad rat it, sis. Run along now, will you? And come back tomorrow. I'll have a surprise for you.
I got a surprise for you, too, mister. I got some little friends outside who are waiting to sing you a Christmas carol.
Doggone it, sis. How many times I got to tell you I don't like kids singing Christmas carols. I don't want to hear any.
Frankly, dearie, he'd love it. But, you know, he knows himself too well. When he hears those Christmas songs, he goes all mushy inside. Now, look, you pretend he's hurt your feelings. Make believe you're going on home.
Hey, what goes on here? What are you two whispering about?
He says I better go home, mister. He says you're mad at me because I want to have the kids sing a Christmas carol.
Well, I'm not exactly mad.
I bet you. And, gee, the kids have been out there in the cold all this time when we kind of made talk.
Now, none of that. Just cut it out. The only reason I didn't want them to sing is, well,
it's okay, mister. I know how you feel. Thanks for the cookies and thanks.
Hey, don't rush away like this, sis. My gosh, I'll listen to your old Christmas carol if it means that much.
No, you don't like them.
I do, too, like them.
You don't either like them.
I do, too.
You don't.
I do, so.
No.
Yes.
No.
Look, sis, please. Here, take my handkerchief and wipe your nose.
Thank you.
Now bring in your half-pint glee club and let them do their work, which I imagine is pretty bad.
They are not bad. They're wonderful.
Okay, so they're terrific. Bring them in.
All righty. Hey, Kenny, Reddy, Johnny, Buddy, come on in.
Same to you, boys. Well, what handsome little fellas.
What you gonna give us, kid?
The night before Christmas. And, gee, we rehearsed it like 60. Are you ready?
Ready, sis. No, wait. Hey, Molly.
What's the matter, dearie?
Here. Take my money and my watch. You know me. Every time I hear these things, I want to give away everything I own.
Through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with hay, in hope that Saint Nicholas soon would be there.
The children were nestled all warm in their wee little beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their wee little heads. Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled down for a long winter's night.
When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters, threw open the sash.
Then, what to my wondering I should appear but a miniature sleigh and a tiny reindeer. With a little old driver so lively and quick, and I knew right away that it must be St. Nick. For rapid then he broke his courses they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer, now Vixen, Comet, now Cupid, now Donner and Blitzen. Higher and higher and higher they came, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Dash away, dash away, dash away, dash away on. So up to the house of the horses they flew, with a sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof all the clattering noise of his galloping hoof. All bundled in fur from his head to his foot, old Santa was covered with ashes and soot. I drew in my head and was turning around, when down the chimney he came with a bound.
Gee, what's the matter, mister?
Looks like Santa Claus got stuck in the groove, sis. Kind of a nick in the record, you might say. We better turn it over.
His eyes, how they twinkled. His dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses. His nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow. The beard on his chin was as white as the snow.
The stump of a little old pipe he held tight in his teeth, and smoke went round and round and round his head like a wreath. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old, jolly old elf. And I laughed, and I laughed, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. He had a broad face, and a little round belly that shook when he laughed, like a bowl full of jelly. Oh, oh, he gave me a wink of his eye and a twist of his head. A chuckle and a smile I knew, all the while I had nothing to dread.
He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings.
Oh, boy.
Then turned with a jerk. Then laying a finger aside of his nose
and giving a nod up the chimney, he rose. He sprang to his leg, to his knees, gave up his arms. And away they all flew like the sound of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, and he called out a cry.
Merry Christmas to all, and to all good luck.
He's gone?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess he has, sir.
Mm-hmm. See, Christmas gets over awful quick, doesn't it, mister?
Oh, the actual day does, sis. But don't forget, you got 6 months to remember it, and then 6 months to look forward to it again.
Yes, but the songs are all about the night before Christmas. Why don't they sing about the night after Christmas? Why don't they? Why don't they?
Oh, they do, Teeny. They do. Listen.
It's the night after Christmas and all through the house. Not a creature is stirring, not even the mouse. The presents are scattered and broken, I fear. And St. Nicholas won't come again for a year. The children are nestled all warm in their wee little beds, while memories of sugar plums dance in their wee little heads. Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap are settled at last for a long winter night.
Sis, they do sing about the night after Christmas.
Yes. You know, mister, I wish I could see Santa's reindeer sometime, I betcha. I like to pet them and maybe feed them an apple or something. Do deers eat apples, miss?
Oh, sure they do, sis. You're a dear little girl and you eat apples. I had a little girl deer once and it ate apples.
Did you really, mister? Did you? Did you really?
Did I what?
Did you have a little girl deer?
I sure did. Little spotted fawn she was. Name of Mildred. Always sticking her warm little nose into my pockets for sugar.
Where is she now, mister? Where is she?
Well, she grew up to be a beautiful deer, sis. A doe. And I sure miss her. It's a great feeling to have a little doe in your pocket. Especially the night after Christmas.
I heard him exclaim, and he brought